loving God. Amen. What is truth? Pilate asks, when truth is standing right in front of him. But this is not the same as propositional truth, facts verifiable. This is relational truth. We know the truth in two ways. Verifiable factual truth, like the seven times tables or the speed of light in kilometers per second. And relational truth. Truth like when our beloved tells us, I love you. Pontius Pilate, a man of exceptional cruelty and not a little narcissism, would of course have no concept of relational truth. Actually, what is truth is a key question in the Gospel as John tells it. And what supreme irony is that Pilate is the one who asks it. The trial of Jesus in this Gospel is not about Jesus. It's the trial of the world. The world doesn't recognize where Jesus is from. Clearly, they haven't heard the first chapter of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was from God. The world is on trial here. Jesus is set apart from Pilate, the chief priests, and everybody else. His identity is not what they say. He's above it all. He shows us how corrupt everything is. The religious folks are even driven to blasphemy. We have no king but Caesar. No, actually, the Hebrew scriptures clearly state that God is king, and occasionally God's appointees like Solomon or David, not a Gentile conqueror. But these are probably very fine, upstanding religious folks who can't have their practice of religion overturned, even to the point of denying their own identity. And this is what we do too, over and over and over again. We're on trial and we fail, like Peter, who denies himself, not Jesus. He's asked if he's one of this man's followers, and he denies his own identity as a follower. So does God show us this terrible spectacle so we might know just how awful we are? Or how awful human beings can be? Or how, here's a good old-fashioned word, how depraved the world is? No. We see this senseless and violent and terrible event precisely because it is senseless, violent, and terrible, beyond all the other senseless, violent, and terrible things in the world. We've killed God. And by doing so, the world is made holy. Death, destruction, no longer have the last word. There's now nothing, no human circumstance, which God doesn't know from the inside. Not even death. That's what incarnation's about. Proof positive that there is nothing that can separate us from God, nothing that can compromise our identity as beloved children of God. The ideas, those pervasive, perennial ideas that religious folks are somehow better or more right than others, that the powerful ought to run the world, that poor, imprisoned, oppressed folks somehow did it to themselves, that we are, in fact, in charge of and can actually control our lives. Our lives, they're plausible. There's a tiny bit of reality in them. That's why they're plausible. But they aren't true. And the powers and principalities of this world, the authorities, the status quo, the way things are triumphant in their great lie. The truth is what you make it, or what's expedient, or what they wish it to be. Except this is exactly what Jesus came for. According to St. John, lifting up of the body of Jesus on that cross is exaltation, is a win. Jesus calls the bluff of the powers and principalities, exposes the lies for what they are, and exposes the fundamental fear that undergirds power, that undergirds social stratification, that argues for divisions between people as natural and right. And in exposing the lies, Jesus dies. Really dies. Like everyone else we've ever known has or will. Like us, like we will. And by taking on all that is human, everything, the fear that makes us do anything to avoid exposure, the hiding from truth, the weakness that we conceal from others, the misuse of power that sees weakness and vulnerability as something to be exploited, something to be used for our own purpose. And even the fact that we're all subject to death. By taking on that enormous burden of humanity, of being human, by taking it right into death on the cross and into the heart of God, Jesus negates it. Death no longer gets to have the last word, because God will raise Jesus in 3 days. As we prayed earlier, let the whole world see and know that things which were cast down are being raised up, and things which had grown old are being made new, and that all things are being brought to their perfection by him through whom all things were made, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.